Why are visionaries so sensitive? Written and narrated by Mike Iamelli. Originally posted on MikeIamelli.com on February 20th, 2019. The role of a visionary, of an artist, of a genius, is to make people more sensitive to life. To see the essence that they can't see. To feel more. To hear more. To touch more. What was once just words is now a tapestry of deep emotion. What was once simply paint and a canvas is now a dynamic source of inspiration. These aren't dead objects, they're alive, very much alive essences being contained within those objects. And the people that are engaging with them are also more alive by contact. We bring life, subjectivity, genius to everything we do. We just can't help it. Of course, we're too much and not enough for the containers in our lives. Of course we don't fit, because they're putrid and rotten. They've been devoid of life for so long, following the rules without even remembering why we're doing it in the first place. Everything's derivative. Everything's far removed from the reason, the intention, the magic behind it. And we care more about the color and shape of that painting than the feeling we get when we look at it. We're all container, no essence, no life. So our job as visionaries is to make people more sensitive to our genius, to the aspect of life that we have deep sensitivity to, that we can see more in, that we feel higher highs and lower lows of. It's like the person bustling through the museum only to stop on the photograph. And she doesn't know how or why, but it catches her. Something about it activates something deep inside. In that moment, it makes her just a tiny bit more sensitive. She can see or feel more than she had before. She becomes more subjectified, more alive. And she carries on with her day, not quite realizing that she is more alive than she was before interacting with that visionary's work. Or it's like when we have a conversation with a good friend, and we feel super inspired after the conversation. And we just feel like something was expressed, even if we can't put our finger on it. And we might go home not doing anything different, but we know inside that something has changed. Something really subtle, maybe, but something. We've become more sensitive. We've become more sensitive to life, able to literally sense more. We've become more alive. Senses are our life force. They're how we interact with the world around us. They're what we see, feel, taste, touch, and smell. And the first way to objectify people and take away their life force is to dull their senses. To become a commoditized, homogenized society where everyone's doing and saying the same things, having the same ideas. Of course, visionaries aren't going to fit into that world. We're sensitives. We were born able to sense more with more life force. Of course, we're too fucking much. We're here to wake people up to their senses. Our art, our words, our coaching, our writing, our movements, even the way we dress, we're giving life where it wasn't before. We're reminding people of the essence inside, the genius we all have to share, not just the empty containers for that genius. The saddest thing in life is a person who just goes through the motions. Who has the right containers, the job, the relationship, the money, the whatever, but they aren't full of essence. Or maybe they are, but they have been dulled for so long that they can't experience it. I know because I was that person. Through years of letting myself be objectified and objectifying myself, I had dulled my senses. I didn't see the wonder and magic in every moment. I wasn't sensitive enough to hear the inner calls of my visionary soul. I shut it down time and time again, desperately trying to convince myself that these containers, the job or friendship or whatever, was right for me. And then I got sick. And the more time I spent receiving others' genius through books and healing sessions and deep conversations, the more alive I became again, the more I could sense the world with fresh eyes and remember my visionary spirit. People often ask how the sacred circle works so phenomenally, and I tell them it just makes you more sensitive. That's all it has to do. It makes you more sensitive to different aspects of life and the world around us, what we call master energies, and it makes you more sensitive to the parts of yourself that have been hidden or shamed, what we call unique genius or brand energies. And that's it. All you need to do is become more sensitive, to sense more, to see your purpose more, to feel it and touch it and taste it. When it's that visceral and real to you, then it's not that hard to build a life around. It's not that hard to develop relationships or build a business or create art around something so real. Because through heightened senses, it becomes more alive. We become more alive. We sense our genius in everything, and so does everyone else. So our role is simply to gift that sensitivity to others, to just keep showing up and sharing our genius. And some will already be a little bit sensitive and ready for it. They can see or feel something different here, even if they can't intellectualize it or put their finger on it. They know it makes them feel something. It makes them more alive. And some won't be so sensitive to it yet. They might even be triggered by it. They might call it a load of horse shit and talk about how annoying and stupid it is. And that's okay too, because they're feeling something. They are more sensitive to it. Our role is never to control reactions. That'd be impossible anyway. Our role is to simply share our genius and make people more sensitive to life, especially the life within themselves. Throughout history, visionaries have made people come alive. They've given life where it wasn't before. It's modern sorcery, modern magic, to bring an increasingly deadening world back to life. Lean into your work, visionary, and share your genius with the world. Because we so badly want to sense your magic. We so badly want to come alive. Questions for reflection. Answer in the journal, in the comments right here, or take it over to the Sacred Branding Facebook group where we can support one another. Why are visionaries so sensitive? Are you really sensitive? Do you tend to feel more than others? Have you ever been told you're too much or not enough for certain people, places, or situations? What if a visionary's role is to help people become more sensitive? What if sensitivity is life force, being more alive, able to see, feel, experience more of this life? What if leaning into your genius and helping others to see the world through what you're sensitive to is how you can make people come alive?